TV networks, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Magazine, and Easy Way TV. We're doing things the easy way in Orange County and Los Angeles and all across the globe. This is a podcast talk show every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. And if you hear a little bit of a frog in my throat and a little bit of a scratchiness in my voice, it is because I just got done hosting the wonderful Viva Doll Tour on June 13th. It was amazing. Thank you to Wire Image, PR Photos, CPC News, all the different press that's been putting it out. Thank you to all the fans that have been blasting it and putting it all over social media. You guys, remember, download the Viva Doll app and vivadoll.com and download my app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, to connect to like-minded individuals. That is how we do it. So, guys, this is an awesome podcast show. We got three really cool guests. And our first guest I can't wait to introduce is a good friend of mine. Shout out to Denise O'Brien for the introduction and asking us to cover the event. We met him at the 1010 Wilshire, the biggest, nicest building in downtown Los Angeles, rooftop. I saw my boy Bill Duke there. I met Senator Bob Huff, and I met Mr. Robertson. Now, Robertson, let me tell you who this gentleman is. He is the CEO, the president, CEO, founder of the American Chinese CEO Society. Now, what the American Chinese CEO Society does is they help connect investors from China to U.S. businesses. Now, Robertson combines an impressive diplomatic, executive, and management achievements in U.S. and China government relations, high-level business, joint ventures, and medical device, pharmaceutical, energy, food industry, real estate, and so on. Robertson receives his B.A. From, I'm sorry if I mispronounced anything, Zhenghai University in China in 1977. He worked for Chinese government in foreign services for 6 years as a diplomat. For one and a half of the year, he served as an executive assistant at Shanghai University president before becoming to the USA. He got his MBA from the University of California, Riverside, in 1986. After graduation, he worked for two companies, U.S.-China Enterprises Incorporated and Biosafety Systems Incorporated, a medical supply company. Since 1989, Robertson has built five of his own companies in international trade, distribution, and manufacturing in the area of medical and dental supply, medical device, sanitary personal care, sealing tapes, and so on. Robertson has also been engaged in investments projects that bring the best of the U.S. leading technology to combine the China vast market and capital. Robertson has successfully put together joint venture in medical devices. He has been also engaged in taking the U.S. team to China to build heart and vascular hospitals through his connections and high-level government relationships. The U.S. team has successfully obtained hospital license approval from all the central government, ministry, and public health, and endorsed by the governor of Shanghai. This guy is just too much, man. This guy is just too much. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce my friend. He's doing it the easy way. American Chinese CEO Society. If you see ACCS, that's what it means. We got my man, Robertson, on the show. Robertson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, man. Hey, welcome to Doing It the Easy Way on Easy Talk Live. You're a wonderful guest, man. You're like the epitome of the Pied Piper in entrepreneurs from China to the U.S. businesses, man. I'm proud to call you a friend, and can't wait to get to know you. You got a nice little resume there.
Thank you. And I just want to share some of the exciting news that American Chinese CEO Society is 10 years old, and we will have the big celebration on the August the 1st, 2015, of course. And we have prepared some of the exciting, you know, programs starting from the business summit by the China and U.S. high-level company CEOs to talk about innovation, investments, and industries. Industry will focus more on the service industries. Then we also arranged a very high-level VIP reception, and then the gala will be in the evening from 6:30 to 9, and we have invited and confirmed Gary Locke, the ambassador from U.S. to China, as a keynote speaker. Then we also have the Consul General, Ambassador Liu Jian, from China side to speak at the business symposium. Then we also have invited the Governor of California and the City Mayor of Los Angeles. And then the speakers for the business summit are CEOs from China side, like Air China, China Mobile, Huawei, Greenland. As you know, Greenland has started a big investment in downtown Los Angeles to build a complex of hotels, apartments, and business commercial offices. Then we also have BYD, and its automotive, electrical cars, and the buses. And from the U.S. side, we have the CEO from Cedars-Sinai Hospital Systems to speak. And we also have the CEO of Gensler, the largest and world-level architecture design firm. And they have been designing for the Shanghai Tower or Shanghai Center, the tallest building. Then we also have Tesla and have the former president of Marriott Hotel Group, then also the former secretary of Housing and Development. So we have a long list of people coming to speak and to share their view of business that they have experienced between U.S. and China. And in the entertainment world, we have Larry Nehmer, who was one of the founder of E! Entertainment.
Which is also on the board of our directors.
Good. And he has a great experience, you know, doing business in China. They have been there for the last 6 or 7 years building the China market. The name is, you know, Hollywood, Hello Hollywood. So it's a very popular brand. Then we also have another lady speaker, which is a fashion, you know, designer, Su Wang. And she's a very well known in the Western world. And she's opening up China market through the ACCS, you know, support. And so we welcome everyone. If you can join us on August the 1st. And if you need more information, you are able to find them on our website, American-ChineseCEO.org. And so anything that you are interested about doing business with China, this is a great opportunity because we have delegation coming from China. We have delegation from Sichuan Province, Jiangsu Province, Shandong Province, Zhejiang Province, and Beijing. So there will be a big, big gathering of all the top-level business leaders and the government officials. So if you have any interest looking for partners that you want to do business with, or you want to get connected with the growing China market, and this is a great opportunity. So schedule your time for August the 1st, and check with all the information we have on the website, and we're having a youth conference on the 24th next week at the Santa Anita Park, the racetrack. And we have a conference to tell the media about our, you know, plan of all the action in place and all the detail information about the sponsors. And we have great sponsors, by the way. Like a South Coast Plaza is a diamond sponsor. Tafasco, China Mobile, Huawei, and even Los Angeles Business Journal is our sponsor too. And also Private Air Jet and many, many other companies on the both sides of U.S. and China, like a Bank of America, East to West Bank. And so join us. It's going to be a big celebration. And so much to get from this big event with the three different components. So we also want to learn about your business that you can share with our delegation, with our members. And so all the information is available about how to purchase the tickets and what the schedule is. And on the 24th, and Eric, you're invited, and you and your father being a good supporter for ACCS and a good supporter for the business between U.S. and China, so you're invited.
Well, thank you, Robertson. I appreciate it. I was about to say, man, you mentioned all the amazing individuals and all the amazing sponsors, but you forgot about Easy and the Easy Way.
Yes, we are doing this in an easy way by getting the message out. And so, Eric, we American Chinese CEO Society feel strongly that you're a good ally with us. So we are going to work together for many years to come to promote the business between U.S. and China and in all circles.
I appreciate that, man. I actually got some good news. I'm head of the official press corps for the United Nations Beverly Hills, and we're also talking to the main vice president for the Southern California division for the United Nations. And I actually wanted to invite you personally to an event on the 25th, which is going to be with Infinity of Beverly Hills, the car company, and it's an official welcoming. The community is welcoming the United Nations Beverly Hills, their new chapter. And so I'm going to give you more information on that. I'd love for you to be our guest, Robertson, and meet a couple of my new UNA family.
Thank you, and congratulations. That's a big, big cause that you are getting involved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Trying to make a difference, man. And, you know, God seems to be giving us some amazing, amazing vehicles. And so, I mean, Robert, what did you, you know, I mean, what did you do? Like, what were some of the stepping stones to putting yourself in the position to being – I mean, you know, like, I look up to you somewhat because I am a catalyst. My whole life I've been a connector. I've been a networker. I've been that person that's the middle person connecting point A to point B and you know, the facilitator. But you're like the facilitator, you know, turbo version, you know, where you connect – I mean, you deal with billionaires, and I've met them. I've been to – 5 of your events, I've met all these people. I've met top people with Bank of America and PBS and CBS and you know, Sean with the president of China Mobile. And these are people that own, they have like 150,000 different employees. And this is really the real deal. You know, what was those stepping stones that got you into now the position that you're in? You know what I mean? Can you tell us a little bit of the story of the growth?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, I came from China, and before that, I was in the Foreign Service. And I think by training, from my education, I was focusing on international relations. So when I was, you know, in early years, got involved in all this, very exciting. And as a young man, I had a chance to meet with many of the dignitaries from different countries, and representing, you know, what I do in China for the government. So when you have the opportunity to work with people like that kind of a level in the early days, so this itself is a kind of, you know, like a life experience that you, you know, one, excited, two, that you cherish the relationship. So you always, you know, keep open-minded and work with different people from around the world. So when you have a chance to, you know, to be involved at different level, like now in the U.S. with all the business that I'm doing, and I feel strongly, you know, people like myself, like many others, especially have the cultural difference between U.S. and China, and they need a help, and they need people to help connect them and to help them understand different culture and the different mindset of way doing business. So with all this in mind, so 10 years ago, I founded this organization just for that purpose, to help business CEOs and executives to understand, you know, from China side to the U.S. side, from U.S. side to China side, so you're able to build the, you know, friendship and build the trust. Then when you have these trust and the mutual understanding, then I think it makes the business much easier to do, and you have much more, you know, things on the same level. So because of that, we're able to put together many companies between U.S. and China to work together and to collaborate and to help each other. So that's the thing actually feeds, you know, our members. And it also motivates me every day. And you feel great when you put somebody together and they are able to do things with, you know, better way and an easy way. So when you have an easy way based on the trust, then things happen much more, you know, quickly, and then you are more efficient. So relationship is a very, very interesting magic. And when you have somebody like, you know, from here go to China, they say, okay, we need some help. So we can easily pick up the phone or send a WeChat message to my friend in China in the government. I say, hey, I have a friend or a member from ACCS go to China. You know, Nolan, for instance, she went to China to promote her business for all the high brand, you know, high level brands. So we were able to put her in touch with the Shanghai government and with the CCTV people. And through our member, you know, KPMG in Shanghai office, then they opened the door for her and they took her to the club and they took her to all the different, you know, gatherings. Then she started to make friends and being recognized as, you know, one of ACCS member. Because ACCS have built very strong relationship in China with Department of Commerce. We call the Ministry of Commerce and the CCPIP, Federation of Commerce and Industries. And these all government and semi-government organization. And we received their delegation in the U.S. and we introduced them to the American, you know, mainstream market and the companies. So when you are having this going on for the last 10 years, then your relationship just grow. And also on the U.S. side, we work with the local city government, Los Angeles, and also L.A. County. Then we also work with the governor's office of California, and we work with the federal, you know, Department of Commerce on the west side, like a U.S. Commercial Service. So when we have Chinese company coming to the U.S., they do not know people here, then they, you know, come to ACCS, so we help them. Even the large company like the China Mobile, like Huawei, or like, you know, like Greenland. So we're able to put them together with our members because we have many members of very strong players in the market, such as PwC, KPMG, you know, Bank of America, HSBC Bank. You know, when the people delegation come from China, they want to go shopping, then we refer them to South Coast Plaza, and they get everything there, and especially all the top brands, you know, people from China love to buy. And so South Coast Plaza has been a strong member and a support for the U.S. and China, all this, you know, exchange. Then in the meantime, they're able to do more business. And then,
you know,
we are able to...
Well, you know what I love is... Sorry to interrupt you, but you know what I love is South Coast Plaza is right by our studio, which is 22,000 square feet right in Fountain Valley, which I need to get you down to check out. And so I see that basically the people from China and the members, and I mean, you have a strong network, and they basically trust ACCS to direct them where they need to go when they come into the States. My question is on a nonprofit side, because we have Easy We Cares, and we help to raise funding and awareness for a lot of nonprofits. How does the nonprofit side of things work? I mean, you have all these people with money that probably need tax write-offs or want to help a good cause. Well, talk to us about the nonprofit side of ACCS.
Well, that's a very good question, and you know, as a nonprofit, it's always a challenge that how you have the resources to do things. So you have to find the ways to make things, you know, work, number one. Especially at the beginning when we first founded this organization, I just personally have to fund, you know, have to be the main, you know, funder to do all that. Good thing is I'm able to, you know, to keep working and grow this organization. And when all the companies, they see the benefits of this, then they all come and, you know, work together, and they provide resources, and they sometimes even help with their manpower and putting things together. So like this 10-year anniversary gala, you know, we have over 10 different committees. So behind this, it's all the support from our members who provide resources either for sponsorship of, you know, of funding, or they provide manpower, or they even help, you know, organize certain of the things with their, you know, strong support. So all this thing is we are trying to combine the resources available. In a fact, there's a lot of resources available, but you just need to find a way how to organize them, how to utilize them, and also to return to your members and for their help, so you're able to get everybody to work together. So in that case, you know, we get the government support, and we get the business support, and we get our member support with the, you know, time and the donation of their, you know, precious time. So these are all the things that I feel very fortunate that we have great team. We have great supporters that we have been able to build in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I'm telling you guys, I've been to these events. I've been to about 5 of the ACCS events. The networking I've gotten has been, there's no words to describe it. And I would think, I mean, on the nonprofit side of things, I would think that these founders of these nonprofits, because the number one thing a nonprofit needs is funding, and you have that key. You have that key to open that door. And I would think that if they became a member, you know, they need these funding for these events that they're doing and these wonderful causes. So I would love to, you know, get involved and try to help. I mean, we work with hundreds of founders of nonprofits, getting more involved with that aspect of things. So Robertson, what I wanted to ask you, being the Yoda, you know, what we'll call the Star Wars, and you're the Yoda of the connection world. In your experience in doing it the easy way, you know, can you give us a little bit about what your experience has been and, you know, how you enjoyed our involvement with ACCS and what you see in the future with us?
Easy way, you know, you are great. And I think the way you do this, I feel that you have a very strong heart for what you do. And I think you are very, very, you know, supportive of many of the non-support nonprofit organization. I certainly have seen when you come to our events, and we feel very strongly what you do. It's a very, very important part for an organization like us, how to help to connect with the mainstream. So easy way, I think it's very, very important to bridge from the Western world to the Eastern world. So with your involvement in the organization of like a, you know, like a United Nations, and I think that will give you a much broader view. So with the China's, you know, important role in growing the economy with U.S., you know, on both sides, and the government plays a very important role, I certainly see easy way that you have strong, you know, communication capability. And I like to even, you know, want to connect you with the Chinese media, because last time we did a news conference at the Arcadia Performing Arts Center, and I have invited many of the Chinese major media, you know, to our events, like 22 of them, such as like a Xinhua News Agency, People's Daily, China Daily, China Press, Global Times, and CCTV, and HTTV, and New Times TV, and even Phoenix TV. So all these media, I would like to put you together, you know, with them. And the last week, we just got, you know, LA Journal, LA Business Journal online. I had a great meeting with the CEO and the publisher, Matthew Toledo, and he is a strong supporter for working the relationship on U.S. and China. And he told me about his experience with the visit to China, meeting the president of China, Xi Jinping, and also the former mayor of Los Angeles, Val Ragosa. He's a strong supporter, and he is also advocate for U.S.-China business relationship. So we're very close friends, and I invited him to China, and he had a great experience, you know, receiving the president of China. And so these all resources we can pull together, like the mayor, Eric Garcetti, is also a strong supporter. And also the supervisor of Los Angeles, like Michael Antonovich, not only a good friend, but also his wife, you know, from the same town as my wife is from. So they all try to help the U.S. and China. And also you mentioned about Bob Huff and the senator for the California state. And he's a strong supporter, too. So we all can combine our, you know, efforts, and we should get on easy way and let you, you know, tell more people about all these, you know, force behind us, so we can grow the relationship, you know, in a friendly way between the two largest countries in the world, the two largest economy. So we have so much to do. And with all that in mind, you know, how can you not be motivated every day?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, God's blessed us with this 22,000 square foot facility and the productions we're doing and the deals that we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County right now in a big way. And I don't know if we've told you, but we are. If I've told you, we are doing an Easy Way magazine, which is a printed magazine, digital magazine, an application all around. And it's actually the magazine for the middleman, copyrighted and all that stuff. It's a magazine dedicated for the middleman business. And I think that will be an amazing vehicle between the ACCS and Easy Way. And I love that, you know, there's good intentions behind. I mean, like I said, guys, I've actually been at these events. I've actually met these people. And a lot of what they're doing is for the right reasons. And, you know, China has most of the money. China's got the money. And so a lot of people are trying to connect to China. So you guys are hearing from me, from Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcasting. You know, Robert Sun and ACCS, American Chinese CEO Society. By the way, that's American-ChineseCEO.org if you go to the website. We also have it on our calendar. If you go to our calendar, you'll see the event that Robert's talking about. All the information's there. You can contact us on our fans page or Twitter if you want to go to this event, you want to get more information. And I see a lot of great things. And I, again, want to say a big thank you to Denise O'Brien, you know, for helping to facilitate our relationship now today. You always got to give props to the stepping stones that help you get to your success, guys. Don't ever forget the people that help you get to that next step. And ACCS is just an amazing organization. Now, for the people that may be listening to this show and may be interested in becoming a member, besides all these amazing influential people and these amazing sponsors, I mean, obviously your brand and your associations is apparent. But as far as the actual services, you know, how many events a week or a month, you know, how does everything break down? Say I want to be a member and I want to pay for membership. What exactly am I getting besides the value of the relationships?
Well, one thing is we connect you with the right company to do business through the membership, you know, events. And, of course, we also invite some of the active supporters who have interest or learn about ACCS to come and try. And we do events monthly, and we do events not only in San Gabriel Valley, but we do them in Orange County, like we have done this, and I think you were there at Taco Bell headquarters.
Oh yeah,
GM,
that was fun.
You know, Design Center, you know, together with EMP. Then we also do events at 1010 Wilshire, like you mentioned, and you know, in downtown Los Angeles at different locations. Then we do events in, you know, Beverly Hills and Culver City. We do events in, you know, Coto de Casa. And so we spread them around because we see the needs of the members, so they are able to, you know, do this. And many times we do events in South Coast Plaza. And so that's a place everybody loves to go. And we actually have been doing in the last 6 years for the events, you know, for the China New Year and Lunar Calendar New Year with South Coast Plaza. And we invited the government people and the private, you know, sector people and everywhere. So you have a chance to mingle with, you know, people that you like to connect. And then that's all through events. But after the events, you may find some company that you want to have specific meeting that will facilitate that. So we put you together with the meeting with the CEO or executive level people in the office and talk about specific needs and the specific, you know, opportunities. Then for American companies, when you have certain needs to go to China, then we're able to connect you and introduce you into the government agency who can help you. And in many, many situations, all these services through us, and it's free. And you need to take advantage of that because, like in the U.S. side, you get less government, you know, like supportive programs. But in China, there are so many. And we have been, you know, doing this all year round. So we helped, you know, EMA Design Company who has been going to China, and they were able to get, you know, projects, and they have been working with Disneyland, you know, for the project in Shanghai. And we help USA China Investment Group, you know, to connect with the CCPIT and the Ministry of Commerce, so they're able to reach out to the Chinese entrepreneurs to build a relationship. Then we help many companies, even including the large company from China into the U.S. with the different type of, you know, needs, like with the government, like a Huawei. We introduce them into the governor's office and to help them with better understanding of all the policy governing, you know, foreign investments and what kind of, you know, incentive programs. And also PwC, we have a special, you know, task group that they help company to understand how they can get government support for the Chinese company investments. then we also have different kinds of members in different type of business, like, you know, assets protection and how to invest, you know, to reduce the, you know, the risk, and both sides, China and the U.S. So with all these things, like a company coming from China wanted to do IPO, so we put them into the right company to help them and to save their cost, save money. And so all these things are real value to company that do not have all these proper channel of relationship. So ACCS is on top of that, and we have many members doing lots of work in that regards. So we are able to help you and to save you cost. So anything you have a needs, let us know. Like we have a China company just acquired the airport, you know, here for training, like all the new pilots. And the Chinese company bought it, but they want to train more people. So they come to us, so we introduce more members for them. So people, you know, have a chance to learn how to fly the small plane. Anything, you know, you find in ACCS, what we do, it's interesting to many different parties. Not only just a serious business, but also some fun, some, you know, friendship, relationship building, you know, the law firm and accounting firm and a lot of the retail, you know, facilities, like a jewelry stores, you know, we have members like a Crystal, like a Liu Li Gongfang, you know, they just set up a, you know, store in South Coast Plaza. And the South Coast Plaza is open for more Chinese, you know, brand name to go in. And so there's all kinds of opportunities. And the people from China looking for hotels to buy, and they look for different projects that they want to invest. And sometimes the government refer them to come to us. And yesterday we received a very large delegation from Sichuan province with business in agriculture. And they're looking for, you know, produce or agriculture product to buy from U.S. and to, you know, export to China, because China needs more food with such a big population. So if you have different kinds of products that you think will be able to move to China to benefit and grow your business, you should come and, you know, participating in our events. You will find partners. So all these things, you know, it's a great time for China and the U.S. to work together to do more things. So
I love it. And now
I'm going to have a taste.
No, definitely. And so, okay, now what if – because I work with a lot of venture capitalists and Wall Street people, and, you know, people who will come to me all the time. A lot of people will come to me and say, hey, I have an investor that if you give – if you can prove that they have 10% of assets or proof of funds, then they can do this, they can do that. I have people that want to invest into events on a regular basis. A lot of people that have money – Are those types of people you guys will be looking for as well? Do you think that would be beneficial for people that already have money? Or are you more looking for people that are looking to get money because you connect the investors?
Both ways. As a matter of fact, just a month ago, I have met a very interesting friend that I know for quite many years from China. And I actually met him at a restaurant, and he was there. Oh, then we start to talk about, you know, our relationship. Then he said he is looking for a shell to buy for, you know, putting his company to the stock market. So I was able to, you know, connect him with one of our members. Then they, you know, made a deal and they send the money. Then they this friend purchased a shell. Then they start to get things going because of the trust. Because we don't need to go through, oh, who you are, who, you know, what you do, because we know each other. They know what we do. And so when I introduce a company from our member group, then they trust them instantly, so they get business done. So things like this, you know, happens. So for a company from China, they have money they want to invest into the U.S., but they're looking for, you know, projects, and they want to put in the safe you know, project that can give them a, you know, normal return and not high risk. So we are able to introduce them to some of the companies here. Then with the help of our members, you know, in all these type of a business profession, that they can help them. Then people come here to buy house, buy real estate, and buy different kinds of, you know, even hotels. So these come and go. So we try to put them together with the right people and the right company. Then for U.S. company, we have seen companies have certain, you know, technology, because I personally have invested in medical device, you know, technology in the U.S. because I have factories in China. So we are putting together to do the joint venture in China to take advantage of the China growing market, to spread the product in China. And so I'm personally a businessman. I've been doing business the last, you know, 25 years. So I know what they think, both sides. So for people who have different needs on both, you know, sides, we're able to help them together. Then just last week, we have another company wanted to do an IPO. So we're able to put them together with another company who is actually in that business to help. And we also have company from China looking for land to develop. So we have members here in the U.S. have land that they do, you know, like due diligence or do entitlement. Then they can, you know, help a China company to shorten their, you know, due diligence process and put them together so they're able to work the deal. So like a Greenland, of course, they are making an investment here in the, you know, Los Angeles for $1 billion. Then we have another member actually raise money through EB-5, and they have raised millions of dollars. So they are participating with Greenland. Actually, the CEO of that company is going to be a speaker. It's called Henry Global, and he's going to share his, you know, new way of investment into U.S. through China, you know, using the EB-5 as a big, you know, like a very popular tool and a channel. So there's all very creative ideas how to do this. Then we have other companies that they do service and they are able to help this kind of, you know, transactions. So come and join, you know, ACCS, then try to benefit, you know, from all these different type of opportunities and participate in transactions that you're able to do as a profession. And so these are the things it's going to benefit members.
Awesome.
And with all that said, then if you need to meet, say, with the government people, we're able to help you to meet with the government people, because there are many programs the government offer, incentive programs that you can get some of the things, you know, as a very, very effective way. And so that way, you know, there are resources available. It's not just you doing a business by yourself alone. There are many people can support you and make your business more successful.
Definitely. It's an amazing backbone if you're looking to network with the right situations. And Robertson, I'm going to be hosting the Special Olympics Mission Viejo event provided by my dad with the Knights of Columbus, which is going to be – we're dealing directly with the director of Mission Viejo. And I think that, you know, you do a lot of things in Orange County. So I definitely want to talk to you more about the wonderful things that we can do in Orange County and how we can bring like-minded individuals together with other like-minded individuals in Orange County. And I definitely want you to come check out our facility. And guys, if you've been listening to the show and if you listen to the archive, you can go to our blog page. It's our radio host page. And you can check out the Robertson section as our guest. You'll see all of his social media, all of the ACCS social media on there if you want to follow them, learn more, get in touch. As you know, that there's an amazing event coming up on August 1st. many dignitaries and CEOs of companies and press, and it's just going to be an amazing networking situation. So we'll be having information of that as well. It's on our calendar. Robertson, you've been an amazing guest. Really appreciate your time because I know how valuable it is. And just to let you know, this is going to be syndicated to Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, American Radio Network, all the different relationships we have, Fan TV, Global Networks, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, of course, Easy Way Magazine, et cetera. And so we're going to try to push this out as much as we can via the blog post, and we hope that you guys put it on your website and you help push it as well. And it's just one simple blog link because we make things go viral the easy way. So, Robert, before we let you go, because we do need to get to our next segment, is there anything in particular that you want to make sure that you mention or any shout-outs you have for any friends or family or your members?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to talk to people through Easy Way. And the Easy Way is fantastic. And U.S.-China relationship that we can work together through this Easy Way. And ACCS is very happy to work with Easy Way, Eric, and your father. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Robertson. I appreciate it so much. Now, guys, that was Robertson with American Chinese CEO Society, ACCS. Hashtag ACCS. Go look up American Chinese CEO Society. You'll definitely learn more. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and our next guest is going to be giving us some wonderful information. ACCS, make sure you check it out. Thank you so much for being a guest, Robertson. Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, reaching up to about 100 million people with all of our distribution partners and everything. So, guys, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up. All right, guys, and we're back. Easy Talk Live. You're listening to that beat of my heart in the background with our wonderful client, Viva Doll. Make sure you download her application. We got another amazing guest. Remember, guys, we are your skeleton key to your success, Easy Way Broadcasting. This next guest was brought to you by Rhinex Bay, which is one of our partners, Rhinex Bay Media. Rhinex Bay is a huge production company. They're doing a lot of amazing things. So this next guest, his name is Bearded Beer. It is a startup company. His name isn't Bearded Beer, but the company is Bearded Beer. It's a startup company incorporated in Bakersfield, California. USA Bearded Beer Products launched its online presence in September of 2014 in Bakersfield, California. The owner, Austin Davidson, using all natural ingredients personally, hand makes all of his beard, oil, balm, and wax, as well as created a beard grooming kit with all of the essential tools for caring for, maintaining, and most epic beards. After struggling for years to find the perfect beard care products without any luck, he took it up upon himself to create his own product using only the best ingredients. After countless months of research and development, he finally found the most effective recipe for care for the Tame Event and the Wilds of Beards. while with over 150 five-star reviews worldwide from customers using ETSY.com, the product speaks for itself. Bearded Beer plans not to only cater to customers online, but also to retail market and prove that any man can tame the beast. Bearded Beer produces and sells handmade natural beard grooming products for men. Products include beard oils, balms, waxes, and complete grooming kit. The target market includes any man, woman, or child that can cultivate an epic beard worldwide, as well as women purchasing gifts for their bearded man. It is a physical retail location. Bakersfield, California is the location, and sells products on its website, beardedbeerproducts.com. Now, it says any men, women, and child. I don't know about the child part, but let's find out about this bearded beer. We got Austin on the show. Austin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Eric. How's it going?
Hey, welcome, welcome, man. Easy Talk Live. So you're a friend of my partner, Adam Cook, with Rhinox Bay.
I am, yes. Yes.
And so you have Bearded Beard. And I don't have a beard, so I don't really know too much about the product, so I'm going to let you take it from here. Here's the baton.
No worries, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. It's actually, my company is called Bearded Bear. It's we do natural grooming products for bearded men.
Bearded Bear. I'm sorry. I'm thirsty. I need my beer. I've been saying beer the whole time.
I know. I hear you. Don't you worry. You'd be surprised. I get that all the time. I actually make and sell beard grooming products. So I make balms, oil, and waxes, all handmade by myself. And, if you just want to tame the beast and grow out the epic beard and take care of it, you need some sort of product to actually, you know, cultivate the manly beard.
So you're going after the lumberjacks, and who else has a beard? Some wrestlers, sometimes they got beards, but that's kind of, like, nasty when you're wrestling. You got the beard sweat and all that stuff, but I've seen some of them with the beards, and if I got a beard, what makes your product better than other beard products?
Well, some of the other ones on the market there, let me start off by saying this. I started growing my beard about 15 years ago. I started off with the, you know, mustache and small goatee, and then started going a little bigger, and I needed some sort of product to kind of manage it because it was going crazy. So after that, I was searching online, trying to find any sort of products I could, purchasing products, and I found a few that were out there, but they were using oils and waxes that were just, just weren't good for hair, like castor oil, and just because it's a filler and it's cheap. So what I did was I decided to go, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and try my hand at making my own and do tons of research on what's the best oils and waxes and butters to use for hair and skin. And it took me about a year to actually get the recipe down. And once I did, it was that just came from there. I either had a lifetime supply of this stuff, or I said, you know what, I'm going to share it with the world and put a label on it and try to share it with the world. So that's what I did.
So tell us a little bit about your company, besides what the bio says. You know, how long have you guys been around? Do you have a huge manufacturing facility, or are you a small shop?
No, it's a small mom and pop. Right now it's, I manufacture myself out of my garage, actually. It's just myself alone doing this. I launched, like I said, in the bio there in September 2014. But I've been developing it since around August of 2013. So it took me a little over a year to actually develop the product. I'm here locally in Bakersfield. I actually don't have a retail store. We do like farmers markets and festivals and stuff here locally and around the areas in Orange County and L.A. And then, just with our online presence there, just on Etsy alone, I've sold over 1,000 units, 1,000 kits actually, just in the last, 9 months, and with no marketing whatsoever.
Good.
It's not bad. I've done pretty well with no marketing. This is the first sort of promotion I've done, any sort of radio station or magazine or anything. I haven't done anything yet, so it's all been word of mouth.
And, so you got a budget to pay us for you got a budget to pay us for marketing, and you're going to pay nobody else, right?
Exactly. That's exactly how it's going to go.
So how'd you meet Adam? How'd you meet Rhinox Bay?
Rhinox Bay, I used to work with Adam. He used to employ me. I used to be his assistant editor for a few years few years ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay.
I've known him for a long time. He's actually related to me. He's actually my cousin.
Okay.
So I've known him my entire life, I would say.
If I have anybody with a beard on my show, I need to talk to you firsthand to sponsor my episode, right?
Yes, definitely. That is definitely what you need to do. One thing I could tell everybody, most people with beards, they just think they can grow it out and, you know, there's no main. And, you know, that's fine if you want to look like a homeless man. But you got to take care of it. And a lot of guys, they take a shower and they just use their head and shoulder shampoo and, you know, scrub it in. And that's one of the worst things you can do for a beard. Beard hair is a lot different than your head hair. So you got to take care of it. I recommend for most people to use an organic soap or an organic shampoo and conditioner, which I'm actually developing right now, but it's still in the works. So I probably won't be launching that on my website for another few months. You only need to wash it about once or twice a week, just like you do your normal hair. And then, use the products, the oil and the balm. The balm is like a leave-in conditioner. You put that in after you get out of the shower. A little bit goes a long way. So these little 1 ounce tins that I sell or make them in, they'll last for 3 to 4 months. So they're relatively cheap.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to ask, do you have any like before and after stories, or do you have any before and after pictures?
Not at the moment. You know, like I said, we're still pretty small. I'm still working on a lot of stuff. We're getting some pictures done, and I've actually have a few friends and customers that have been using it that I've taken some before pictures and just kind of waiting for like another month or two to take the after pictures to actually show that it actually works. So,
well, I'm going to grow a beard, man. Just to try your product and to let everybody know how good it is. No, I can't do the beard thing.
I think every man should grow a beard at least once in their life. That's the way
I'd grow a peach fuzz beard. So you wouldn't even be able to see it. I don't know. I'm very appreciative, actually. I get a lot of hair on my face. I'm 32 years old, but you can't see it. It's all peach fuzz. It's weird. I got that black hair that goes on your neck, but I get the peach fuzz on the face. I got and I don't dye my peach fuzz. I swear, guys, it's like a weird. I don't know.
It all comes down to genetics. That's honestly what it is. I get a lot of people come and ask me, like, "Is this stuff gonna make me grow a beard?" I say, you know, if it did, I'd be a millionaire, and I wouldn't be sitting here in a farmer's market, you know.
Well, we got a comment from one of our fans. We just got a message saying my son-in-law really needs this product. And they know where they're going to get his Christmas present from. So some people are listening. What about besides the beard? You know, is it good for anything else?
Yeah, it actually helps with hair as well. I mean, the only thing that I would say, like I try to tell most of all my customers, is that a little bit goes a long way. I've had customers that, you know, they'll buy a bottle of oil, and they use it on their head, they'll use it on their hair and their beard, and they're just covered with this oil, and it just makes them look greasy, and it's like, you know, just a dime-sized amount of this oil really moisturizes, and it makes the hair super soft, so you don't need to go overboard with it. But yeah, you can use it, as a moisturizer, any sort of skin oil or, topical treatments. The balm itself, too, can actually be like a lip balm as well, so it's all natural ingredients. You can use it pretty much for anything, whatever the consistency you need. So,
well, that's pretty cool.
So there's a lot of different applications for it.
So what are you guys looking for? If you were to reach out, you were in a network, you know, what are you looking for besides obviously people to buy your product? What else are you looking for?
Well, at the moment I'm trying to expand and I'd like to get into more, barbershops and do more retail stuff like that. But really it's just about, making sure people are taking care of their face. You know, like I said, there's other products out there, and they're using inferior product or quality, you know, products to make their stuff. And it's just, if you're going to cultivate a beard, you know, do it and do it right. That's what I would say.
Okay. And do you have like an affiliate program of any sort? Like, if someone gets you business, can people make money? Or are you still developing all that since you're, you know, still in your growth stages?
Yeah, since I'm still in the growth stages, we're still developing that. Pretty soon we're going to be doing that where we can do some promo codes online. And, that way if people do affiliates and they sell so many products, then they can, they'll get a paycheck as well in the mail. But, like I said, still in the development stage, so we're still a very small company.
I hear some fans in the background. I hear some birdies. You got some birdies?
Oh, yeah, I got tons of birds.
What's
sitting out here
bird?
On my patio, that's sure.
We got a lot of animal lovers on this station.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can't see them right now. They're deep up in the trees. That's for sure.
Does your beard stuff work on birds?
No, it's not bearded bird. It's bearded bear. Only on bears.
I know. You're gonna get me on
if
that.
If you can get close enough to a bear, it'll definitely work on that.
Does it work on bears?
Yes, if you can get close enough to a bear, then it'll work on a bear.
Really cool. We gotta definitely, because I give people the easy way challenge, and I have them do challenges. So my easy way challenge for you is go find a bear and put your bearded bear on it. See how it works. You accept the challenge?
Okay, I'll see if I can do that. I'll get some videos and post it online.
No, I'm kidding. All right, man. So we're getting ready to get to our next guest segment here. So anything in particular that you want to let out to our fans or friends, anybody that's listening, before we let you go? And by the way, all your social media and all your stuff will be on the blog page that we have for this show.
Oh, fantastic. Honestly, like I said, it's just about beard care and taking care of your facial hair. And, you know, if you try the product, it speaks for itself. You know, I've got so many reviews online. Just about how much they love it, and you know, to be a little different than the other products out there, you know, I keep my stuff very lightly scented, so it's not perfumey. You know, as a man, you don't really want perfumey stuff on your face. You know, you wear a little bit of deodorant or cologne or something. You don't want it to have, you know, too many different scents on there. But I would just say to everybody listening and all the customers out there that are thinking about growing your beard, it can work on the shortest of beards to the longest of beards. So just take care of your facial hair, and it'll take care of you.
Well, I'm going to hit my man Santa Claus up and see what he thinks, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, man. You've been a great guest. I appreciate it, and we hope that you help to share this to your friends and fans and social media. That's the Social Media Podcast Network. You know, I do have an application. We'll be talking a little bit afterwards on how we might be able to help get the word out on Bearded Bear. Hey, I said it right. All right. Woo!
Right on, Eric. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. It was nice meeting you.
You too, Ben.
All right, guys. So that's been our second guest. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, doing it the easy way. We got a lot of interesting, fun guests. And our next guest coming out is a production person, and she's got a homeless project. So lots to talk about there. So don't go anywhere, guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Love All Humans Radio Show with your hosts.
I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment. The Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com.
And email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out loveallhumansrealty.com. Or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support easy.
And and the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
For doing it
the easy way.
We love you.
Love all humans.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. We're coming up to our third guest. This guest is a producer, production person, Rebecca Raymond, one of those. She can tell us the actual spelling of the name. I apologize for the mispronunciation. But Rebecca R. hails from Battle Creek, M.I., Missouri. Is that Missouri or Michigan? I'm tired. No brain power. And is proud. She's a proud Midwest girl. She believes that it is exactly what keeps her down to earth and faithful. With a BA in broadcasting and cable production from Western Michigan University and MFA in film production from Chapman University, one of the top 10 film schools in the nation. She's definitely standing on her own on her two feet. And not only does Rebecca have a formal education, her mentor for post-production was Paul Cedar, a member of ACE, which is an honorary society of motion picture editors. Paul edited movies such as White Men Can't Jump. Yeah, love that movie. And Christmas, The Christmas. So she learned from the best. Plus, Rebecca also has over 10 years' experience, and it ranges from pre-production to post-production in several mediums. No matter what it is that she is working on, she is always engaged in focusing on details to make each production the best that it can be possibly. Even with intense deadlines looming. Current project, Housing Skid Row, a socially probing experiment digital documentary series. And you can check her out more on the blog. We'll have some links and social media links and different things like that for you guys to learn more and learn more. It's always good to support a good homeless project. I like that. So we thought we'd bring her on the show. Compliments to Sophia Alvarez. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Hey, Eric. How you doing? Thank you for having
me. Hey, I'm good. Sorry to mangle your name and a couple other things.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, it's Rebecca Ramon. I'll clarify, and I'm from Battle Creek, Michigan, Serial City, USA. That's what it is.
Clear it up for me. Thank you. All right. I'm good. So production, talk to us about the production world. What's one of the most interesting and unique experiences that you've experienced in the production world?
Well, over the years, I've been in the industry for 15 years, and what I've learned and what's most interesting is and exciting is that today with social media, with technology, you can really cut out the middleman and do whatever it is your heart desires. And for me, that's helping the homeless, helping society, and not bringing visibility to only the problems that we have in our society, but bringing visibility to the solutions, working together, networking, and meeting people like your first guest, you know, a great person I'd love to network with, Robert Sun. Being a starving artist, money is always an issue. But like I said, with the accessibility to technology and whatnot, everything and anything is a possibility, including my new project, Housing Skid Row, which is really allowing me to kind of go out there into the community and do what I do best, and tell people stories. And I look forward to actually I'll be taking off in my car, traveling across the states and talking to many homeless people across the country. And I'm just looking forward to getting other people involved. And as a new member of the CAG here in San Bernardino, that's the Community Advisory Board of the San Bernardino Associated Government, I look forward to connecting to the community, to the organizations that are already out there. There's some really wonderful ones, including Time for Change in San Bernardino and Generation Now, and working on an on-camera interview with Mayor Kerry Davis, a wonderful mayor. And production's easy today if you educate yourself and you get the experience that you need. And all experience is great, even the worst experience can really turn out to be the best experience when it comes to production, because you're really learning through years of education and training and getting experience. You're learning how to think critically and solve problems that most people don't even know are around, because you learn that are there because you learn to anticipate and to execute your plans. You learn how to plan, because in life it's all about strategy, you know, and in production 90% of it is pre-production, planning, strategizing. And so you could look like somebody that's just sitting around doing nothing, but if you're doing that most of the time, most likely you're sitting back and you're planning to produce and go into production. And that's what production really is all about, planning to execute your vision.
Well, you mentioned cutting out the middleman, and that's a bad thing to say on Easy Way. See, Homer didn't like that. We never cut out the middleman. We're about cutting in the middleman. But I know in your industry it's a little different, and I get what you're saying. So if you were to break it down, the steps, like what I mean is the seven steps of sales, you know, you got product knowledge, you got recognizing buying signals, painting a picture, rapport. You know, you got steps in breaking down a system. If you were to break down the production system, you being in the experience field for 15 years, how would you break it down, and what categories would you break it down in, and why?
Well, I would break it down into three stages. You got the pre-production, production, and post-production. And if you think about and you should really start thinking about post-production and pre-production, because part of post-production is distribution. So know what you're doing, know why you're producing, know why you're going into production, know who your audience is going to be and what you plan on getting out of that. And so those are the three stages. And I would spend 90% of my time in the first stage, planning, thinking first, where am I going to go? Who is my audience? What is my demographic? And creating ideas, coming up with ideas, storing ideas in your brain, you know, for years, and keeping them there and marinating on them and developing them and coming up with, ideas that are actually going to be marketable or commercially viable. And that has a lot to do with, again, thinking about who your audience is, thinking about your demographic, knowing who your audience is. And then, you know, once you go to that, you can begin the stages that are involved in pre-production, including creating a budget, you know, planning your schedule, whatever it is, you know, shooting dates, locking locations, and there's various other roles that are part of the pre-production planning stages. But once you've done that, then you know you're confident, because if you don't internalize those plans, then production is going to wreak havoc.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And so you got two projects. You got a current project, Housing Skid Row, a socially probing experimental digital documentary series. Then you have an up and coming project, Dirty Laundry, a digital sitcom about a news reporter and a rookie cop who just got married and are trying to advance their. Let's see who's calling me. Let's see who we should put on blast. You know not to call me on air. Hold on. Hello, Tanae. You're on air on Easy Talk Live, because you know I do my show around this time, so we thought we'd put you on air and put you on blast. How are you? Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to teach my people. I'm trying to teach everybody. I do my show every Thursday from 10:30 until 12. Do not come. No, okay. All right, so going back into...
Yeah, no, teaching is important.
However, the conflicts of interest lead reporter Rachel Ruse to be a little snoop even at home with the info she gets from her rookie cop hubby, Mike McAllister. She's likely to find her way to the top of the new news at 6 o'clock so long as she airs the local PDS Dirty Laundry. That sounds interesting. Okay, so you got two projects. Talk to them about it, starting with the Skid Row project.
Okay. Well, the Housing Skid Row project, again, is a socially probing, ongoing documentary series. The total runtime of the show are 5 minutes. The goal of that project is to feature homeless people that are living in our streets all across America. And as I go from community to community, growing my network, the goal is to bring visibility to the solution to that problem, and not only bring visibility to the people in the streets, but the organizations that do exist and the help that is out there. And also to continue until I can get the support that I need financially through a nonprofit organization, say as Habitat for Humanity, so that we can work together with the community to build a home for at least one individual that I work with during this production. During the end of the season, this will be ongoing, and I plan on going to major cities across the country and coming back and ending up, here in Los Angeles. And we've been hearing a lot of stories there where, there's the homeless count is just growing, and it's outrageous. So I'll be ending the production in L.A., and the hopes is to, again, get support from the community and nonprofit organizations when we wind down the production, which will end with actually either a member of the community or myself. I will be swapping places with the homeless person and living in the tent for 24 hours while they live in my home for 24 hours so that we can really empathize, because that's what I believe our society has, is failing to do, is empathize with our citizens, with our fellow citizens. And so we can bring just a little bit more awareness to the situation and really make people see the light when it comes to homelessness. And then at the end of that, I would love to have the opportunity to work with other community members to build this individual a home.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome that you're doing a project to raise awareness for the homeless. And we used to work with the Union Rescue Mission and numerous homeless organizations, and it's a very needed cause. I mean, we're actually being a part of the United Nations Association. We're involved in the Veterans Administration. And numerous other situations that really have to help house homeless. In fact, there's a couple things that we might be able to try to connect you to that are all about housing the homeless. And so it's really cool that you're doing that. So talk to us more about talk to us more about your up and coming project, Dirty Laundry.
Okay, a lot of up and coming projects. That is the next one slated. It is a digital sitcom. An idea I came up with actually. Years ago, I was an undergraduate at Western Michigan University, and at the time, I was dating a police officer, and I was actually a journalist for ABC News in Battle Creek, Michigan, and I worked as a video journalist and an editor. I did a lot of one-man banding, meaning doing everything yourself, so I've learned to do a lot on my own as a videographer, editor, and based on my experience as a journalist and being in a relationship with a police officer, I developed a premise for a sitcom. However, I just wasn't really passionate about doing it. And as time has gone on, that idea never went away. But again, it goes back to planning and knowing your audience and knowing the demographic. And it's also about timeliness. And that particular sitcom just wasn't ready, I believe, to be produced, and I think today is a perfect time to produce it because of the fact that there is so much police brutality going on. But again, if we can bring light to solutions rather than just the problems, I think we can get a lot further in our society. So like bringing a comedic piece, to the public and humanizing a police officer and it could really do wonders for the police so that we can help them, because I really believe that it comes down to mental health and the lack thereof that exists in the police force in our country. And humor seems to solve very serious issues. So, I think that now is, just as good a time as ever to produce that show and, again, humanize police and hopefully see a decline in the brutality that we're seeing, because there's clearly a problem with mental health in that force, in the police force. And so I think through these characters, Rachel Ruiz and Michael McAllister, we can really make light of it and as a society just kind of regain perspective and move forward in a positive way rather than being angry all the time, which I know I'm guilty of myself because of really bad experiences that I've had in my life with police officers, including being arrested for bogus incidents. You know, I've actually called the police as a good Samaritan to report a woman being beaten in public and ended up being the one, you know, that got arrested. Of course, the city clerk denied the case, and that was, you know, swept under the rug very easily. But I know how easy it is to be discriminated against and to be in that situation. So I think through my talents and my gifts, rather than just being angry, I would like to create something that could really make it a negative into a positive.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Well, we commend you on what you're doing, and good luck on your projects. And hopefully this station helps get you some sort of boost, connection, people interact. We'll definitely make sure we follow up with you to get all your social media and hopefully
definitely.
You guys.
If any students. I also, like I said, I'm also involved with, you know, the San Bernardino Associated Government, and I'm out there working to help students with, you know, finish college and graduate. So if they're involved with audio production, video production, and they come from any university, pretty much anywhere, you know, I'll be traveling through the country, and I'll be working on this production. If students are looking ways to get college credit, or to get IMDb credit and just get that real world experience on a production, I urge them to check out my website, you know, email me, Rebecca Ramone at RebeccaRamone.com, and get involved because there's so much opportunity and we can all really work together and make a difference. And that's the whole reason why I myself went to school and got educated and went on to go into film production. And I know there's a lot of other talented people out there who have a lot to contribute, and I welcome all contributions.
Definitely, and it's all about providing opportunities for people. And that reminds me, we do have our intern and mentorship program with our studio in Orange County. Guys, so if you are looking to do some stuff in Orange County, you hit us up. You're looking to do some stuff with Rebecca and the areas in San Diego. Where's the area that you're mainly shooting in and you're doing your projects in?
Right now, the San Bernardino episode is in production. San Bernardino is the poorest city in the country, so it's going to take some time. We really got a lot of work to do in this community. You know, the homeless citizens themselves are really working together to do things, including, you know, create art projects in the community. A lot of these homeless people are either veterans or artists, and we all know artists, most of us artists are starving. And homeless, you know, and I've actually been in that situation and know a lot of students who've been in the situation of being homeless while they were in college. I know probably at least one of my colleagues at Chapman walked past my car while I was sleeping in it, you know, so I was never late to class because I was no more than 10 feet away at any given time. But, you know, there's just so much reason for us to all come together, and I hope that we can do that. And I thank you so much, Eric, and I thank Sophia Alvarez. She's a great woman. She was a former student at the Art Institute of California, and I just it was a pleasure to have her as a student, and I thank her and you so much for having me on the show, and I appreciate all of your help.
Definitely, and you've been a wonderful guest, and yes, thank you to our operations director, Sophia Alvarez. We couldn't do it without her. So you guys,
no
Rebecca
way.
Rebecca Ramone, make sure you check her out and follow her movements and what she's got going on. So Rebecca, it's been a pleasure.
All right, Eric, thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so that's been Easy Talk Live, and we got some amazing guests coming up next week. Don't miss out. Make sure you tune in next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. 10:30 a.m. every Thursday. Don't forget it. You can download our application and check out the archive radio shows. We also have a new events section, so you can see all the events we have coming up. We have about 5 A-list level events coming up. Off the top of my head, we have the United Nations Beverly Hills Infinity of Beverly Hills car event coming up. We have the Special Olympics Mission Viejo event coming up. We have the Silver Spur Awards Tribute to Gunsmoke event. We have the Business Forum United Nations event coming up. We have a Hollywood Bowl event. We have, I mean, it's just going to get a lot of fun. So make sure you follow the movement. We do offer Easy Way Access, which does give you access to these events as well as handshakes to your success. and some individuals that you might want to get to and set, you know, set up some meetings with, and as well as social media promotion and interviews. If you're a member with us, you get an automatic roll of interviews, and we have Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Easy Way TV. Just did an amazing event with the Viva Doll. The Viva Doll Tour is on its way. We also got the Viva Doll Tour event at the end of August coming up. So definitely download the app if you want to follow the movement, guys. Our hashtag is Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We want to thank our sponsors, Gucci Designs, as well as My Pocket, for the wonderful app and the website. We have another website coming out, guys. We're going to be relaunching the website, make it a little bit simpler for you. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be catered toward the events and what you guys want. You guys will be able to we'll be doing our coverage. You'll be able to go right to your picture, share your picture, put it all over social media, just the kind of like Wire Image and Getty. We're trying to make it real simple for you guys, as well as all the videos and all the content we have on our Easy Way TV YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a lot of productions at our facility. Our headquarters is located in Fountain Valley, California, 10 minutes from the John Wayne Airport, 45 minutes from Los Angeles. We also have a facility in Hollywood, California, off Sunset, partners with Rhinex Bay. And a lot of fun stuff coming up. It's going to be great. So don't go anywhere, guys. Keep following the movement, and you can join our group on Facebook, Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Believe me, guys, it's going to be great. So don't go anywhere, and don't go anywhere else. Go to us. Do it the easy way. You know, when you're done, do it the hard way. Do it the easy way, and you'll find a lot of people do a lot of talking in the industry. You'll find a lot of people. With a pen and a paper or a producer, you'll find, you know, a lot of people, you know, they just front and stuff. And I think if you do research with us, you kind of go under the red tape. You kind of go around the landmines, and you know, don't go over a hill. You go just right on a smooth road. So remember, guys, check out hashtag EasyWay, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And we do have our radio show hosts, our radio show guest page that this will be on. Please like it. If you enjoy the show, please like it if you support us. We need as many likes as we can because we like you, so like us back. We'll catch you guys next week, guys. I'm Eric Zulli, your host for Easy Talk Live.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.